Do you know who's running for the Senate race?
No. It's something that I haven't really heard much about.
The Senate? No. Not that one.
Did you vote for Senate, do you remember, for the primary?
I did, and I can't remember who it was anymore.
I don't see what their position is or what they do that much.
That's Anthony Barnes, Nicole Jones, and Belly Sario, registered voters and students at Southwest College. The race between State Attorney General Kamala Harris and Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez has been flying under the radar of many voters. The two women are competing to fill the Senate seat of Barbara Boxer, who's retiring. Part of this lack of awareness is because the presidential campaign has dominated news coverage. But the candidates have also steered clear of frequent campaign clashes. And so far, they've only agreed to one general election debate. It's lunchtime in downtown L.A., and L.A. chamber members are gathering for a meeting. Ted Green, a public affairs consultant, is sitting near the front by the podium. He's waiting to hear the guest speaker, Congresswoman Sanchez.
I consider myself an undecided voter, and I'm looking to be persuaded.
Green says his main issues are transportation funding and reducing the federal deficit. He also has questions about recent headlines that Sanchez ducked out of a debate with Attorney General Harris. During the Q&A session, Sanchez responds that it's Harris who's afraid of debating.
I would like four debates. You know, she put out, I'm only taking these two. I said, I've accepted four.
But with Harris leading in the polls by wide margins, there's little political incentive for the frontrunner to make herself widely available. A new California Counts poll out this week shows Harris ahead 51% to 19% for Sanchez. During a recent campaign stop, Harris was asked whether voters have had enough opportunities to judge the Senate candidates.
Well, voters will make the decision, but I would say that it certainly is important that we do as much as we can to talk with Californians about this race.
California Civic Engagement Project Director Mindy Romero says the information vacuum in the Senate race is unusual.
A lack of debates, or a smaller number of them, is bad for voters.
Back in 2010, when Senator Boxer faced Republican Carly Fiorina, their heated clashes and debates generated wide coverage. The same was true when Boxer announced she was leaving the seat. It spurred a flood of news stories and conversations about who would run to replace her. The campaign that's followed hasn't generated similar interest, and Romero says having fewer debates will add to that knowledge gap.
When voters don't have information, or there's a perception that they aren't getting that information or they're not getting it from trusted sources, then it does affect their engagement in the election, and that's not a good thing.
In South L.A., Matthew Vu sees this play out up close and personal.
Hey there, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, I'm registering people to vote. Are you registered yet?
He's signed up about 100 people this year and says he runs into a lot of folks who are turned off by the presidential race.
What I'm trying to get people to focus on is that the election is much more than just the presidential election.
But awareness of the down-ballot races is not widespread. Vu says it's hard to connect the U.S. Senate race to the daily problems that people face.
A lot of people out here are, you know, just living day to day, you know, surviving, you know, worrying about how we're going to move on to the next, you know, from paycheck to paycheck and such.
But it's an important race, and unless there's a change, voters may find themselves digging hard for information in the final 2 months of the campaign. In Los Angeles, I'm Mary Plummer.